For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week, we found the children of Israel in a strange land, longing for the blessings they once knew in Jerusalem. Their new life of captivity in Babylon was a direct result of their disobedience to God. We will now join Pastor Holland as he turns to Psalms 137 for the conclusion of his message, The Psalm of the Wayward Saint.
Friend, you can enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season if you're a child of God, but I submit to you, it's a very short season. It'll come to an end quicker than you could possibly think. I believe a person is saved. I believe either God's going to deal with them and bring them back and they'll get their heart right. They get forgiveness of sin. If they're not saved, they may not be bothered by anything. You know, the church is more than a building. It's a body. It's the body of Christ. There's a tremendous difference between belonging to a building and being part of a body. You know, just because you join the church doesn't save you. Now, that's the way we receive people into the church, is by salvation and baptism. The Bible said in order to be born again, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I believe there's a lot of people that join a building, but they never join the body, and they never become a body of Christ. A leech can attach itself to a body, but not be a part of that body. I've seen spiritual leeches in churches. They are people who attach themselves to the building. They suck up all the benefit and the blessing that they can, but when the blood's all gone, they find another building. They gather with the church, but they never become a part of the church. You know why a true believer can never be happy in Babylon? Because once you have tasted Jesus, I believe you'll never be happy any other way but to put your faith and trust in Him. Babylon was a place of sadness. It was a place of sorrow. They knew something better existed. The Bible said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And they had tasted and they knew. And yet they were remembering the things that was there. There is sadness that attend to those who walk away from the Lord. They'll never find peace. Happiness is not in the world because people are searching for happiness. They're looking for peace. But friend, the child of God is the only one that knows the peace of God and will experience His presence. So they sat down and they wept when they remembered Zion. Then we see, second of all, there is sarcasm that they cannot escape. That's mockery by the world. You know, that's the same as when Jesus died on the cross. If thou be the Son of God, save us and save thyself. They've got the children of Israel. They have captured them. They brought them in. Sing us your song of Zion. Sing us your song of your land and your God. And yet, because they had to do it, it brought about the fact that they were slaves, and it probably brought about the shame in their life. You see, the world today is not interested in a Christian as long as he stands on his feet. But they'll put him on the front page of the newspaper when he falls flat of his face. But I tell you what, people today are looking for something to tear us down. That should be no surprise to you that the world hates us. Jesus said in John 15:19, "If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." The world loves to load its cannons on fallen Christians. There's preachers that have fallen, but I submit to you today, the devil is more apt to be after a Christian and a preacher than he would anybody else. But when it happens, the news make them the butt of their jokes, and they ridicule, and they talk, and they scoff. Chuck Swindoll said, "The scoffers and the critics of Christianity never stand any taller or shout any louder than when God's people publicly fall into sin and are forced to suffer the inevitable consequences. All Satan's hosts dance with glee when believers compromise and play with fire and then get burned." I want you to know one of the greatest spiritual superstars I know was Samson. You remember the story well. He was God's choice, but he tripped over his own feet and he fell into sin. When he did, the enemies put out his eyes. They bound him. They put him to doing a woman's work. And the last thing they demanded of him before he took revenge. But the saddest thing was, here's Samson, eyes poked out, being made a sport in front of the people in order that they might laugh at him. God, help us today to live in a land that would try to be pleasing to God. They mocked him, they scorned him, and literally he brought the house down by pushing the columns together. The greatest tragedy of a wayward believer in Babylon is the shame and disgrace that it brings not only to them, but it brings to God. Nobody would want to bring shame to themselves or to their family. But friend, I don't want to bring shame to my Lord Jesus Christ, who forsook all his shame and hung on an old rugged cross to die for my sins. I believe today that we need to understand the importance of what's going on. And we need to realize today that we need to be faithful to him. Take a stand. And I tell you today, we ought to be afraid that we'll hurt our Heavenly Father by slipping and going the opposite direction of the way that he's told us. Here is the children of Israel in the land of Babylon. The sarcasm of their way. It's a sadness they cannot escape. They're going to be mocked as long as they're there. Might well to see today how sin literally destroys your life. But oh, today how we need to live for God and enjoy living in Zion, where the blessings and the presence of God are. Then, verse 4, there's a song they cannot express. He said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? The reason why the song they had once sung was stuck in their throat, because they were somewhere where they ought not have been. They were in a strange land, and you know, only those who are free to sing can sing that. Only those who have been delivered from their bondage of sin could sing that. The songs of God are songs of deliverance. How could they sing songs of deliverance when they were in captivity in a foreign land, in Babylon, the place that represents the world? These people were in bondage in Egypt for over 400 years. Egypt is a picture of sin. But when these people had been freed from Egypt, they had been redeemed from sin, they sang. They sang to the top of their voices. They sang they had been redeemed. There's only one thing that can rob a saint of his song, and that's sin and separation from God. It's easy to sing our songs of praise, but you know today, sorrow should not rob us from our singing our song. Darkness ought not to rob us from singing our song. Circumstances should not rob us of singing our song. But I tell you, sin will rob you from singing the song of deliverance that God has given into our hearts. Here is a people sitting by the river, hanging their harps. Undoubtedly, if they were hanging their harps, they wasn't playing their harps. They were hanging their harps on the willows, and there as they were carried away, they were being ridiculed, they were being sarcastically mocked. Someone said, suffering can rob you, but suffering cannot rob a saint of his song. I have stood by the bedside many a time of a child of God, their body racked with pain, experiencing something that I had never felt before. But through it all, they're still praising the Lord Jesus Christ and singing His praises over and over and over again. No suffering should not rob you of your song. Oh, Paul and Silas, you remember them? They got thrown in jail. And the Bible said, at midnight, they began to sing the praises of God. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you'll have a song in your heart. And I don't care what sorrow may come your way, it can't rob you of that song. I don't care if you've been beaten like Paul and Silas and cast into prison, it can't rob you of your song. I know they were tired, they were hungry, they were facing death. And the Bible said, yet they sang, and we know an earthquake, yet literally their singing brought the house down. The only thing that can rob a saint of his song is S-I-N. And I want you to know, when you're a backslidden believer in Babylon, there's only one thing to do. You must take your harp off the willow. You must tune it up and begin to pluck those pleasant strings once again to bring you back to the place that you need to be in your relation to God. You see, singing is not a matter of physical freedom. It's a matter of spiritual force. One of the marks of being filled with the Holy Spirit is the presence of a song in their heart. There's nothing that will put a song in your heart or smile on your face or a bounce in your step than knowing that your relationship is right with God, that you have been forgiven of your sins, and you've been brought back to the same place that you need to be. Friend, there's a lot of people today that are in bondage. They're in bondage to sin. They're in bondage to the world. And they've lost the joy of their salvation. A.J. Gordon, a famous preacher, one day as he was walking through an alley, he saw a young man, dirty face, barefoot, little boy, carrying an old rusted bird cage with a bunch of little old sparrows or birds that he had collected. As he walked by, A.J. Gordon said to the young man, he said, "Son, what are you going to do with them birds?" He said, "I guess I'm just going to kill them." He said, "They're not good for anything." And A.J. Gordon said, "Son," he says, "what if I give you $2 for those birds? Would you sell them to him?" He said, "Sir, you're crazy. Why in the world would you want to buy these old birds? They ain't good for nothing." He said, "I'll give you $2 for them if you'll sell them to me." The young man said, "I'll even throw in the old cage for $2. So A.J. Gordon gave him $2. He took the cage with the birds in it. He waited till the boy went around the corner. After the boy went around the corner, he opened the door of the cage and all the birds began to fly to their freedom. But there was one that lingered behind. He took his stick or whatever he had and he tapped on the bottom of the cage and the bird jumped up on the edge of the door and then he flew away. But he flew up and landed in a tree on a branch nearby. And A.J. Gordon said he began to chirp and sing a song. He said, "I know this to be strange, but," he said, "I declare," he was singing, "redeemed, redeemed, redeemed." And friend, I want you to know today, we in Zion ought to be singing, "redeemed, redeemed, redeemed." And we need to stay out of Babylon. We need to stay in Zion. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Enjoy His presence. Enjoy His power. Enjoy His blessings. Rather than being in a strange land where we cannot even sing our song of deliverance anymore. The song every child of God should be able to sing at any moment is, "I've been redeemed. I'm right. I'm clean with God. And there's nothing between my soul and my Savior." Friend, I tell you, when I stand before Him, I don't want to have to stand confessing and getting right. I want to meet Him confessed and doing right when I stand before my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You, Lord, today for this wonderful psalm. They went down by the river and they sat down and they wept. They had lost their joy. But Lord, I'm grateful today as they remembered Zion. They remembered their salvation. They remembered their God. They remembered where they needed to be. Just bless now, I pray, if there's one here today that has never been saved, oh, today, that today might be the day of salvation for that one. But Lord, we pray for the Christians. Lord, whatever the need is here today, I pray that You would motivate and help people to respond. And we'll thank You now for what You do and what You're going to do for us. In Jesus' name, we ask and pray. Amen.
Are you drifting toward Zion or Babylon? Even through the struggles in life, we can find our strength in the joy of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Have you accepted the gift of eternity in heaven? If so, have you been able to maintain that joy in Zion? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.